Now, offensive line, we've heard Ian Rappaport report earlier today. He does think Joe Thomas will come back, which would be good news for the Browns.
No, absolutely.
But this isn't a great – this would not have been a good class to have to get a tackle, right?
Right. It's really a reflection of the league. I mean, you know, it's every – all 32 teams need offensive line depth help. And it's just – we're not getting a lot of help from the college ranks in terms of top tackles, top guards. There's a talent. I mean, like, the top guard – or the top player in this draft, in my opinion, is Quentin Nelson. But after that, the tackles – I don't have a tackle in my top 25. That doesn't mean a tackle's not going to go that high because these guys will be overdrafted. We've seen that the last few years. Orlando Brown from Oklahoma is interesting. He's a guy, you know, Zeus's son.
Giant.
6'8", 345. He's got heavy feet. And normally you don't want tackles with heavy feet, but with that wingspan, with that wide base, he can compensate. And so where does that fit for? I think all teams are going to be kind of all over the map with Orlando Brown in terms of his value and how he can help your team. Connor Williams from Texas, Mike McGlinchey, Notre Dame. These are guys that you think could come in and, you know, hopefully anchor one of the tackle positions for you. But each one has their question marks, and you worry about each one. So this tackle class isn't great. But there are some guys. I just worry about the, you know, a guy like Mike McGlinchey, who's more of a early second round guy, going to be pushed up into the top 25 because again, all these teams need tackle help, but there's just not a lot. There's more supply or there's more demand than there is supply. I think guard might be a little better at the top. Quentin Nelson at number one. I love Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. I think he's a top 20 player in this draft. A left tackle at Georgia who's going to move inside the guard. Then the center position is got some studs. James Daniels from Iowa, from my hometown of Warren, Ohio. He's a big-time player. I think he's a top 20 pick. And then Billy Price from Ohio State, another guy that teams in the first round will consider.